Welcome to Corn Comments, brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a group of volunteer farmers working to market and promote corn here in this state, the U.S., and around the globe. I'm Danita Murray, Executive Director for South Dakota Corn. We've talked about the Congressional Budget Office and how they impact the Farm Bill before. CBO is responsible for putting a price tag on legislation over a 10-year window, and to do so, their economists use formulas to project prices for commodities, such as corn, wheat, and soy, into the future. Currently, those formulas assume a somewhat cyclical outlook for prices, with both corn and soy projected to decrease in the out years, such as 2027. Is that an accurate outlook for soy? It may not be, in light of the significant increase in crush capabilities slated for the western U.S. Is that an accurate outlook for corn? Arguably, farmers may forego raising corn if the price is too low. This is food for thought on the Farm Bill as an FYI. Thanks for listening.